I was reminded of, you know, recently lang, I was able to, you know, I'm trying to withdraw some money dito sa baba natin, sa ATM. And I found out, puno talaga yung mga ATM, yung mga machines dito sa baba. And ang haba ng pila. Meron dito sa isang bangko dito, as in talaga sobrang haba ng pila. I think more than 30 minutes yata ako nakalinya. Okay, so talagang inihintay ko, ano ba naman to? Milyones yata wini-withdraw nito, hindi matapos-tapos. So after more than 30 minutes, I finally, you know, facing the ATM. Andun na ako. And guess what happened? Biglang nag-appear sa screen, machine unavailable. Ang labo nito. Sobrang haba ng pinila ko, yung time ko, nangalay-ngalay na yung tuhod ko. Pagpunta ko doon, as in machine unavailable, I can't withdraw money. And for me, I felt like I wasted time, I wasted energy, I wasted, you know, effort, I wasted my strength. Kasi all of a sudden, yun lang pala yung makukuha ko. And how many of you here, you felt the same way? Sometimes with all the effort, kaya nga talagang pinaakyat ko sila kasi sayang naman with all the effort, di ba? Masasayang lang yung effort nila, yung ginawa nila. Nagpa-laminate pa ng mga pangalan yan. Di ba? Laminated pa. How many of you here, you felt that way also, you know, with all the effort that you gave, tapos you felt like sayang lang yung binigay ko. Sayang lang yung pagod ko. You know what? I believe some of us here, you know, we felt that. Diba, minsan yung iba sa atin dito, talagang sinunog mo lahat ng kilay mo. Nag-review ka mabuti. Talagang madaling araw ka na natutulog. Kinalimutan mo ang Facebook. Kinalimutan mo ang Twitter. Kinalimutan mo lahat. Sabi ng nanay mo, anak, matulog ka na, parang awa mo na, nay, nagre-review ko. Naintindihan mo ba? May exam kami bukas. Excited ka pumasok kinabukasan pagdating mo ng classroom. Hindi tuloy ang exam. Walang exam. Yung effort mo, yung time mo, you felt like, grabe, nasayang. Yung iba naman sa atin dito, sometimes, you know, kahit na kanina, nag-uulan, di ba? In fact, na-cancel yung mga klase natin kanina, di ba? Umuulan, ang lakas ng ulan, pinipigilan ka ng nanay mo, nak, ang lakas ng ulan, huwag ka nang pumasok, parang awa mo na. Hindi, nay, hindi mo ba alam ang sipag-sipag ko? Papasok ako, nay. Papasok ako. So, pumasok. Excited. Pagdating sa school, canceled, suspended ang klase. Sinsenyo gano'n, parang feeling nyo, sayang naman yung uniform ko, sayang naman yung forma ko, sayang yung pinamasahe ko, sayang yung effort ko, nakipagsiksikan pa man din ako. And some of us, you know, I experienced this lately, you know, nag-load ka, ang laki pa naman ang pinaload mo, tapos yung time na magre-register ka na, kinain yung load mo. Merong gano'n, sinsenyo, merong gano'n. Pambihirang network to. Ngayon lang ako nag-load. Kinain pa. Sayang yung pinambayad ko. Sayang yung pinan-load ko. Diba, we felt like somehow we are wasting our effort, our energy, our time. Minsan naman sa atin dito, naganda ka ng birthday mo. Grabe. Kinulit mo yung nanay mo. Nay, darating yung friends ko. Higit sa lahat, darating siya. Naku! Nay, ito na yun, nay. Sarapan mo ang luto mo. Talagang kinukulit mo yung nanay mo, nay. Then maggagabi na. Walang dumating. Lalo na yung pum-pum-pum. Hindi dumating yung iniirog mo. Sayang yung effort. Hindi ka makatingin sa nanay mo. Nay, sorry. Tayo na lang kumain yan. If we felt like something is wasted, ito matindi. Nagmahal ka. Pero ang mahal niya ay iba.
If I was a boyfriend, I'd let you go.
Sabi sa'yo eh, kung ako nalang pinili mo eh. Yan tuloy. Mahal ka, pero may mahal siyang iba. Sino sa inyo dito? Yung katabi nyo, nagmamahal. Sino sa inyo dito? Ikaw, may minamahal kang iba? Okay. You know, as we talk about love, as we talk about relationship, you know, somehow, sometimes, some of us here, we will find, you know, our relationship is going strong, okay yung relationship namin. But some of us here, or most of us here, somehow, there are broken relationships. There are heartbreaks, katulad ng kinakanta ni Adele kanina. Diba, yung... Napansin ko lang, pag kumakanta si Adele, laging nakaitim, laging umiiyak. Parang may talaga may dinaramdam, may dinadala. You know, the question is, you know, if we fell in love, if we gave, you know, our love, our hearts to someone else, as we talk about relationship, the question is, was it really? You know, talaga bang nararapat tong ibibigay kong love, itong time ko sa taong ito? Or maybe sometimes we would find ourselves, you know, naiwan tayo. Yun nga yung sinasabi natin, kala natin tayo na, pero may iba pala siyang tinitignan. Andito naman ako ha, ba't saan sa ka nakatingin? Huy! Ano ka ba? You know what? There is an... Actually, I'd like to tell all of us here tonight, there is an alarming rate about divorce, you know, nowadays. Maraming mga nagpapakasal, then all of a sudden, naghihiwalay lang. In fact, kahit nga mag-boyfriend, mag-girlfriend pa lang tayo, di ba? Isang linggong pag-ibig. After ng 1 week, okay na, dump kita, meron na akong iba, may flavor of the month ako ngayon, flavor of the week. So, iba naman. Okay? So, the question is, can we, listen to this, can we truly find love or relationship? You know, can we really have that security? Can we really have that, you know, yung assurance na merong magmamahal sa atin? Kasi whether we like it or not, pag nagmahal tayo, sino sa inyo dito nagmahal na? Nagmahal na? Thank you. 4, 5, 10. Okay. Yung mga iba abnormal, di pa kayo nagmahal, di pa kayo nakaramdam. Di ba pag nagmamahal tayo, we are expecting something in return? Tama, mali? Kasi pag minahal kita, sana naman, mahalin mo rin ako. We're expecting something, but the problem is, what if you didn't get something that what you're expecting? You didn't get it. Now the question is it really possible? Makakahanap ba talaga tayo ng totoong pag-ibig at totoong relasyon? And today, that's what we're gonna talk about. You know, I just like to make a comment on that song, Someone Like You by Adele. You know, I made the research. Nah, research ako ah. I made the research and actually I learned that most of her songs really for broken-hearted people. And really based on her experience. In fact, I'd like to quote what she said on that song, Someone Like You. She said that, I wrote the song on the end of my bed. I had a cold. I was waiting for my bath to run. I'd found out he'd got engaged. Sakit nun, di ba? Yung mahal mo, engaged na. And it blows my mind how things cross over like that. Nasaktan yung puso ni Adele. That's why she came up with this song. Now, I'd like to ask, sino sa inyo dito, honestly, nalinlang ka na ng puso mo? Feeling mo, nadaya ako ah. Ba't ganun? Sino sa inyo dito, talaga? Sino sa inyo dito, you know, yung katabi mo mukhang manlilinlang? Mukhang hindi ka pa di paniwala itong katabi kong to. You know, let me just read Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. It says here that the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? You know what? Sabi ganun sa scripture, our hearts is deceitful. Minsan, di ba, sinasabi nga ng ibang tao, ang pag-ibig ay bulag. Inaawat ka na ng maraming tao, Nay, intindihin mo ako, Nay. Ano ba nga, mahal ko siya. Ayaw mong paawat talaga sa mga kaibigan mo. Ano ba, hindi nyo ako naintindihan eh. Siya talaga to. Sometimes, di ba, hindi na natin maintindihan. Why? Because our hearts is deceitful. And sometimes we expect too much about relationships. Sometimes we expect too much about love. You know, and I'd like to say this to all of us young people. You know, having a relationship with someone else can never define love or can never define who you are. Because it is only God who could define, who could complete every one of us. Hindi natin kailangan ng boyfriend. Hindi mo kailangan ng girlfriend para sabihin mo, kumpleto na ako. Hindi mo kailangan na sabihin mo, uy, may nagmamahal na sa akin. Thank you, Lord. You know why? Because it is only God who can complete you. It is only God can give you assurance of who you are. Talking about love and talking about relationship. You know what? I realized young people today are crazy about love. Do you agree? Young people today are very crazy about love. Minsan, napatingin lang sa'yo. Napatingin lang. Binigyan mo agad ng meaning. Uy! Type niya ako, sister! Gumanon lang, oh. Malay mo naman, may ginaganon. Kala mo naman, nagkasalubong lang kayo ng mata, may meaning na agad. Minsan naman, di ba, nakita lang natin, napakindat lang. Uy! I'm sure type niya ako. Yung pala, napuwing lang, di ba, hindi mo na nakita yung kasunod. Uy, aray. Binibigyan mo agad ng meaning. Crazy talaga ang pag-ibig. Alam nyo, dati sa amin, yung panahon namin, mga hindi naman matagal pa, mga 3 years ago lang, panahon namin. Pagka nagkaroon kami ng boyfriend or girlfriend, alam mo, nakakaalam, yung close friends lang namin. Pero ngayon, matindi. Pag nagkaroon ng boyfriend, girlfriend, buong mundo alam. Sa Facebook, excited pa, in a relationship. Lahat alam na. Kahit hindi tinatanong, talagang proud na proud. Oh. Ay, naku, in a relationship na ako ngayon. Then after a week, from in a relationship to single. Ibang klase. Minsan naman, pagkaano, nagkasabay lang kayo sa jeep, uy naman, Lord, ang dami naman jeep. Ba't dito pa jeep? Kami talaga, Lord! Lord, iba na to, Lord, ha? Iba na to, Lord. Lord, ikaw to. Kumikilos ka, Lord, ikaw to. Biluin mo sa dami ng jeep. Paglabas ko ng Robinson's Metro, isa, ang daming jeep. Bakit naman sa isang jeep pa kami nagkasabay? Lord, ikaw to. Isa pa, matindi. Pareho kami naka-red. Wow naman, Lord. Ano ba naman to, Lord? We're crazy. We're crazy about love. We're so into it. And sometimes, we are pouring out so much energy or time, you know, looking for a right relationship. In fact, I want to read Matthew 13:15. It says here, for these people's heart has become callous. They hardly hear with their ears and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their hearts and turn, and I would heal them. You know what? The result is because we are so crazy about love. And the result of that is there's pain. You know, we're so crazy about it. There's pain, suffering. Sometimes, you know, brokenhearted tayo. But you know, the scripture is telling us, otherwise they might see with their eyes and they would hear with their ears and they would know. And I hope this afternoon, this night, we would realize, yes, I believe it is God who authored relationship. But I want to tell you these young people, our relationship, our love will never ever be defined by someone else. It is always God who defines it. And let us always remind ourselves, let us always remember that, you know, yung pag-ibig natin, you know, it's okay. In fact, it's kiligable. Pagka meron kang boyfriend or girlfriend. But you know what? When we started to just put so much time and energy, sometimes we're expecting something in return. Then all of a sudden, we will find ourselves na nasa tabi tayo ng kama, umiiyak tayo. Iniwan niya ako. Iniwan niya ako eh. Umiiyak ka na. Hindi mo na kaya. But you know what? You can find love in God. And that is God who is giving us, who's offering us relationship. In fact, you know, I'd like to say this for all of us young people. Jesus, if we think that yung binigay kong pagmamahal sa Kanya, sinayang niya lang, I just wasted my time. But you know what? I want to tell you this. Listen to this. In Jesus, with God, He never wasted love. He never, you know, Jesus healed hands that would hurt. Jesus healed hands that would, you know, that would hit. But nevertheless, He gave His love because He wants to have relationship with people. He wants to have relationship with us. And you know, as I close this message, you know, tonight, allow me just to read what is really, how Jesus really made an example about love, about relationships, so that we all the more will understand. It is always the love of Jesus that would complete me. It is always the love of God that would secure me, that would assure me of this relationship. I'm going to end with this as I read Luke chapter 17. I don't think we have that in our PowerPoint. Luke chapter 17, it says here, it is the healing of the 10 lepers. If you know this story, I believe, you know, you can just go ahead and just open your Bible in Luke 17. I want to read from verse 11. It says here that now, on His way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And in verse 12, as He was going into a village, 10 men, can you say that with me? 10 men. Amen. 10 men had leprosy met Him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And in verse 14, when He saw them, He said, "Go, show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. And this is very interesting. In verse 15, one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. It's very interesting to know that there were 10. But what about the 9 people who were healed that time? Why is it that only one came back? You know what I realized? And I believe the Lord wants to tell all of us here today. Jesus knew, because He is God. Jesus knew even before He healed, He met those 10 people. He knew the fact that those 9 people will never come back to Him. He knew that there's only one guy who was a Samaritan. We just come back to Him and show Him His love and thank Him. "Lord Jesus, thank You for healing me." He knew that 9 people out of those 10 will forget Him, will never love Him back, will never honor Him. But this is amazing. He never wasted love. He never wasted love. If He knew that these people will never come back, "I'm sorry, I'm not going to heal you. I'm sorry, just go ahead. Continue having that sickness. Because I know what you're going to do after I heal you. You're going to go back to your sins." But He never thought of that. He knew they will not come back. But He never wasted love. He still gave love to these people. He still showed them that only through me you can really find what is love. And I'm offering it all to you. You know, there's a story I've read. Not really I've read, but I've heard. And he wrote this in his book. He was a doctor. His name was Dr. Richard Seltzer. He wrote in his book this story, "I stand by the bed where young woman lies. Her mouth twisted. One of the muscles in her mouth has been severed. She'll be like that from now on. Her young husband is in the room standing in the opposite side of the bed. Who are they? I ask myself. The young woman speaks. Will my mouth always be like this? I said, yes, it will. She nods in silence, but the young man smiles. I like it, he said. I think it's cute. Unmindfully bends to kiss her twisted mouth, and I'm so close. I can see how he twists his lips just to accommodate hers, to show her that their kiss still works. I pray that with all the pains, with all the broken hearts, with all the sufferings that we felt in a relationship, in relationships, I pray that we will always find ourselves and believing, reminding ourselves that God's love can still accommodate us. God's love is still possible. Maybe you felt like hindi niya naman sinuklian yung pag-ibig ko eh. Nasayang lang. But you know what? In Jesus, He never wasted love. He will never waste His love. In fact, there are a lot of people who will never, ever give glory and honor to Him. But nevertheless, Jesus gave Him His love. Jesus offered relationship to them. Jesus is offering relationship to all of us. Last scripture I want to read, 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us. You know, we will never know how to love until we understand God's love. Again, I'd like to say this. If your relationship with an opposite sex would define who you are, forget it. You need to understand that it's only Jesus who could fulfill you, who could satisfy you, who could tell you that you are important no matter what. They will leave you, but I will never leave you. Because I'm offering relationship. I'm offering this unconditional love to you. I'd like to ask every head bow, close your eyes. We're going to pray. You know what? If you're here tonight, maybe this is your first time. Maybe you feel like, oh, that message is cute. I like it here in FNY. But I believe God is right here in this place and He's speaking to you right now. You know, if you are here tonight, you're saying, I felt that way. I felt like I wasted something. Time, energy, effort, money, love, this feeling. But Jesus wants to remind you tonight that when you accept His love, you'll be assured of eternity. And this love that He offers is unconditional. It's extravagant. It's incomparable. And you might say, Jeff, how could I do that? How could I receive that love that you're saying? That seems good. That seems awesome. But how could I do that? What can I do? All you have to do is just to step a moment of faith right now. And all you have to do is just to believe and receive and accept and yield to Jesus. For in Jesus, you can find love. Because Jesus is offering love and relationship to you right now. With everybody's eyes closed, head bow. If you are this person I'm talking about, you want to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. You want to say, Lord, I want that love. I want that unconditional love. Lord, I want you, Jesus. From now on, I want you to be my Lord and my Savior. Please come into my heart. If that's you, would you lift up your hand? I want to pray for you. If that's you, you're saying, Lord, I want you. I want my life to be changed. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I saw that hand. Is there anyone else here? Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you. Is there anyone else? From now on, you want to give your life to Christ. You want to accept His love. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yes, thank you. I see many more hands. Thank you. You know what? If you are that person who is raising up your hand right now and you are really serious about following Christ and stepping out in faith from now on, can I invite you right here in front? I want to pray for you. I want to stand with you in prayer. I want to let you know that there is God who is offering His love to you. Would you accept it today? If you raise up your hand, would you come here in front? I want to pray for you. Please don't forget to grab your stuff, your bags, your belongings. Just come up here. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Just stand up on your feet. If you raise up your hand, why don't we give God a big hand for these people? Thank you so much. Is there anyone else? You know, if you raise up your hand, this is not to embarrass you. But I'm telling you that this is the day of salvation. This is the day where God really set you up so that you could find real love, real relationship, only through Jesus Christ. Just come up here in front. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. If you are still seated, and you know in your heart, maybe you're right there at the back, you know in your heart that you cannot save yourself. You know in your heart that it's only Jesus who could save you. All you have to do is just to take a step of faith and receive Jesus to be your Lord and Master and Savior.